Hey guys, about to see the show. Talking about Sizzle Southwest Florida Restaurant Week. It's gonna be a good time. Tune in, we're gonna hear about where all this good money's coming from and how to eat some good food. Maybe I'll challenge you to an eating contest.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're good, we're live. This is the Captain's Log, Rafael Feliciano. I got it.
Woo.
Sizzle Restaurant Week co-founder, buddy. Thanks for joining me, man. Oh, we've been friends for a long time. I see you kicking some butt, and this is a big week for you. Huge week.
Huge,
I mean, come
week,
on.
Man, this is basically our foodie Super Bowl of...
It
of
is.
Southwest Florida, eating, drinking, what I like to do most. It's that time for us. It's huge. 12 days.
12 days and 50 restaurants?
55.
That's amazing.
55 restaurants.
So you're hustling every day, even when this isn't the week.
Dude.
During the rest of the year, you're just hustling restaurants
to get them going. Let me give you an example. So I picked up a daily driver on December 17th.
You better share it.
Oh, hold on.
This guy's too busy.
I'm going to tag this page.
Oh, God. He's going to do all this? Just hit share and go back and edit it.
Touche.
This guy.
Touche. Okay, I'm here.
Let's do it.
All right, I'm here. I picked up this daily driver December 17th, May 3rd on the restaurant week. It was 6 months.
Wait, you got a dude that drives you around?
No, like a car. A car that I can drive to the ground.
My bad, dude. I didn't know. You had special
dude,
cars.
Listen,
dude.
If guy's watching.
You're big time now.
Guy hears me say this all the time. After the end of every restaurant, I'm like, dude. I want to keep working till we have a driver because I am so
tired of
driving.
Yeah, I like that too. I know.
But dude, I put in 18,000 miles in 6 months
because our restaurants are from
Marco to Cape, and it's all over the place. It's bananas.
That's crazy. So you say daily driver, like what? You driving like a Bentley during
the
week,
no.
And then you got to drive something special?
At the time, I had two cars.
Okay.
I had this old school Mercedes that was just like in mint condition.
Yeah.
And then I got into a car accident, so I had to use that car as my regular driver.
Okay.
And then you can't take an old school Mercedes. And
right.
You can't drive it every day. So now I just have the one car.
I hear you.
I drive this Volkswagen CC into the ground.
Right in.
Just right into the ground. And I mean, like today, I mean, I was in Fort Myers.
Yeah.
I live in Naples. I had to go to Fort Myers. I was back in Naples. Now we're here talking food, talking your liquor.
So tell me, it's crazy week. I know. And I always want to be part of it, but because of the comedy schedule, it screws it up for me. However, I love to support you. I go to all the restaurants. I can't.
It's so hard to hear you over that violin that plays. When you make all this, it's so hard. I can't. It is.
It's difficult.
No, I get it. And you know, you guys do a great job of the comedy show, but
yeah.
I mean, it's 14 days, so you can squeeze one day. Some restaurants even do lunches.
You know what? I probably was told that 10 times by you, and I didn't remember that.
I mean, it's again.
Because
the only day would be Sunday. It's this little violin that we just...
I mean, Monday. Monday would be our only day, because now we do Tuesday through Sunday every week. So Monday... All right, next year Monday I'll do it.
Next year Monday?
How am I going to do it this year? No one knows.
Dude, if you do it with us on a Monday, we'll even go live from our page and go reverse.
All right.
And we'll just tear up food. Actually, you know what we should have done? If we weren't so busy, I would have brought food with us.
I haven't eaten lunch yet.
We would have just been eating and just you're driving, I'm feeding you. That would have been perfect.
Like a bird?
Like a bird, yeah.
So listen, so how many times a day do you eat? Because I know when
Don't
I do an interview.
Me,
no,
Don't
for real.
Me,
you're doing the restaurant week, man, so you just start.
It's...
How many can you eat? Like, sometimes I could go one meal a day, or I could put down 6 meals, no problem.
I'll tell you right now.
Four meals.
The first time we started Restaurant Week, 2015, it was the first time. I'm a kid from New York, New Jersey. I didn't come from this good high-end food. I came from, like, mother's cooking, Filipino, Puerto Rican food. And the first Restaurant Week, I ate everything. 3 courses, 6 times a day.
All time.
And I gained 45 pounds like that. I was like,
no way.
No, I'm not even BSing you.
Oh, my
so
God.
So now what I've learned.
You're living a good life.
Oh, shit. Now that I've learned is what it's movie magic. You take a few bites.
Right.
You finish your meals. And, you know, it's nice because, like, you get to. I always forget how blessed we are to, like, be able to sit down with the chef, taste the food, talk to them about the food. It changes the way you view good cooking and good food. Because I was being, you know, not being the... I didn't have a lot of money when I grew up. So, you know, understanding like what good quality is and why you're spending good money on food,
yeah,
that's what changed the game for me completely.
Absolutely.
But there's nothing like, and I know you get this too, because you know you have the restaurant and the comedy club, but when you get to eat with the chef and you're like, chef, man, what do you like to eat? Where do you like to go when you're not eating here?
Right.
What do you cook at home? And chefs are like, oh, dude, I'll smash a Big Mac.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, you're cooking a filet mignon with foie gras.
But I'm the same way. Like, people say, why aren't you? Because I eat in every restaurant in town. Like, people see me everywhere, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like you, like, always in a restaurant. Like, why are you not in your restaurant? Well, here's the problem.
I'm there all day.
All day. At least a couple meals I can knock out there, but I want to go somewhere else.
And like, dude, I'm not gonna at all ever, like, put any names out. But I will say, the most interesting thing about knowing these restaurants, owners, and chefs is how much they don't like other restaurants' food. Like, you know, they're like, oh, his product's this, his product. I'm like,
I know the feeling, for sure.
But for the most part, I mean, the restaurants here, I mean, the food's good. Especially restaurant week. We got 55 restaurants.
It's amazing.
The best restaurants.
And more importantly, you donate to a charity, right?
Yeah.
I know that this goes to an FGCU charity, correct?
Yeah, so check it out. Okay. We've worked with a ton of charities in the past.
Yep.
And then we worked with Boys and Girls Club, Humane Society, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da. And we decided that, you know, all those charities are great. However, we saw there's a problem in Southwest Florida. We have a lot of restaurants, not enough employees. Restaurants are asking us all the time, who's hiring?
Yep.
Or do you know anyone that's looking? And we saw the problem.
Major problem, nonstop.
Major problem. And I'm an FGCU dropout.
Yep.
And I dropped, and it was just because I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I believe in the education system. And I told Guy, I said, you know, I always wanted a scholarship to give back, especially in a field that made a lot of sense. And the scholarship was started the beginning of this year.
And it's called the
Sizzle Southwest Florida FGCU Food and Beverage Scholarship.
And you go to the website,
yep,
which is what?
SizzleRestaurantWeek.com. And the scholarship is, the requirements, the specifics are, you have to be a local high school graduate, so from a Southwest Florida high school. You are enrolled to FGCU. You are carrying a 2.9 GPA.
Okay.
And you are declaring resort and hospitality management as your major. And you automatically apply for, you automatically are qualified for the scholarship.
Nice.
Because the goal is, we see with the knowing that when I went to FGCU, a lot of these kids, they graduate, and if you have a culinary or resort and hospitality, you want to go to Miami or Orlando. Mm-hmm. So this is our way of keeping local kids local.
Of course. And then I'll hire you.
Yeah. Yes, and then Brian will hire you.
And then I'll hire you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
because it's nonstop. Like, we have almost 70 employees or something.
All right, let me ask you this question. Right? Yeah. So you got Roe, you got the comedy club. How hard is it to find front of house help that is consistent?
In the front of the house?
Yeah.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Like, we literally sometimes run 20 to 25 servers on the floor during a busy show, and we might have 30 on the schedule just to get 20 to 25
how many,
show up.
Okay, how many of your 20 or 30 servers have been with you for more than 6 months?
I would say probably only 5 to 10 6 months or more, and then out of those 5, probably 2 years.
Think about that. I mean,
but they
numbers
are like the backbone of the whole staff.
And many people in the comedy club, you're going all year round.
All year round.
There's how many restaurants here are seasonal? They're only, you know,
we
only
never not hire. We hire every single day.
I think about it. You have to put 30 people on staff to get 20 people, and you only have 10 people. That's a core.
Correct.
If we were in any other business outside of hospitality, you'd be like, your business model sucks.
Totally. And then people would look from the outside and be like, why can't you keep help? It's not that we can't keep them.
No, it's just...
They don't want to be there.
It's kind of like...
They don't want to work.
I can speak very honest about it because I came from the restaurant industry. I was a bartender here for eight, nine years. And what always boggled my mind, tell me how many times you see this. You have the one server that needs money, complains about money, but then always asks to get cut first.
Always. First one, as soon as they make $100,
they're like, "Oh,
I gotta go tonight."
Oh,
I made $100. It's like another whole show coming in.
No, dude, I was the guy that I was like, "Oh, you want me to close?" I was trying to get people cut.
I'm trying to make that
money.
Oh, send them home. I'll take. Yeah. You have both sides. You have both sides.
I have both sides. Yeah. And then when I got out of that, I did real estate for restaurants. So I understand, you know, the corporate world of it. I mean, restaurants is our thing. We completely get it. And the scholarship, it's a scholarship that is it's really to help the restaurants and it's really to help the local kids, because for those that don't know, I mean, I made 75. I was clearing 75 a year as a bartender.
Right.
Like, you can make fantastic
money.
You
sure can.
And people don't, and there's so many restaurants, why aren't people taking it more important? So when you dine during restaurant week, $1 from every meal sold goes to the scholarship. So last spring,
which I love,
we did $20,000, dude.
It's huge. I saw the check. The check was huge.
The check was big.
You couldn't cash the check, but the check was huge. I loved it. I was so proud of you. That was great. Dude, I was liking it. Sharing the post. It was wonderful.
We've been super blessed. And, you know, this restaurant week, it ends, you know, we do it twice a year because we have two shoulder months.
Yeah.
After Thanksgiving. And you probably don't feel it as much because you're a comedy club and you always have entertainment.
Right. But we do a little different, yeah.
Yeah, most of these restaurants, after Thanksgiving, it's dead. No one wants to eat. Before Christmas, no one wants to spend money.
Correct.
So this is that lull where we fit in our signature restaurant week. And, you know, we're hoping the goal would be $40,000 for the year, because we can either divvy up separately into little increments, or we can put one kid, because it's like $38,000.
It's awesome.
For a full ride.
It's awesome.
So, and
you,
I mean,
you haven't decided yet?
We want to see how much we raise this one. So,
okay.
I would love to give it to as many kids as possible, but if you can change the life of one person very specifically, like if we somehow made the requirements, like you really needed that financial aid.
Yeah,
that,
exactly.
Like you like were that kid that you wrote that essay and you're like, I really need this, and then boom, we got you a full ride.
Huge.
That'd be huge. And then that kid comes here, opens up a restaurant, and then
that story would be gigantic. Puts you like on the map everywhere.
Yeah.
That's like a story you want to write about all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think that would be such a feel good, and I think the biggest thing about the scholarship too. You know, when we worked with other charities, it was a little different. When it's your scholarship,
absolutely,
you get to meet the people.
Yep.
And
tell the people where the money goes. And
we can be very transparent. Not that other organizations aren't. Not saying that at all. But when it's yours, you can completely be transparent. You can feel it. You can see it. And that's
and other organizations also have to take, when you're giving them money, they're also getting money from other people as well.
Yeah.
So you're one of those other people. When you're the guy, it's a better feeling.
It's a lot different. And we don't. We got interviewed by Wink yesterday, and the question they asked was, is this the only way the scholarship is funded? And it's yes. We are not trying to get funding.
So get out and eat in the restaurants. Give me a few restaurants right now that you want everyone to eat at tonight.
Tonight. I'd like to... Okay, man. Thank you.
Yeah, bring it up. Bring it up, dude. You got it.
Man. I would always go with... When someone asks me that, I always go to the new restaurants.
Okay.
So Marco Island, CJ's on the Bay.
Oh, yeah.
That's brand new for us.
Yep.
And then, you know, you got your Da Vinci's, Oyster Society, Marco Prime.
Yep.
In Fort Myers, Crew Restaurant.
Yep.
Dos Sabores.
That's one I haven't eaten yet. What's that?
Dude, Dos Sabores. Okay. T. Michael's over here.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a fantastic restaurant. Yep. You should go there. The chef there, he wanted to follow his passion. He's a Mexican-American guy. He opened up an authentic Mexican with an Italian kind of essence restaurant in Estero.
Oh, dude, I'm very close to me then.
Dude, from the outside, you're like, you come
in. That's okay. It doesn't bother me.
No, it doesn't.
Never bothers me.
How I like to eat. You go in.
I don't care what it looks like.
Dude, he's doing like seven seas soups and he's doing unlimited tacos.
Oh, cool.
And it's... Because
and what's the name again?
It's called Dos Sabores.
All right. I'll text you that because there's no way I'm going to remember.
Yeah,
but you guys need to remember.
You almost fumbled my last name. But the best thing about it is, you know.
It's my ADD, dude. It's bad. It's bad.
He came from Team Michael, so he knows good quality meat.
I like it.
And then he puts it in his tacos. Society in
Fort Myers. They carry my vodka now and my rum.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah, dude. So that's good. I did a little live with them last week.
Society's
and
cool.
I talked
because
about you. Why are you on my live? I talked about you last week and this week, dude.
Listen,
enough.
I told you, if you come eat on Monday, you can be on our live.
All right.
You could actually. I think we're eating at the Real McCall Monday.
I like that place down on Bayshore.
Yeah,
dude, I'm telling you, I eat at every place, bro.
Dude,
I love it.
So you're telling me? Hold on, let's backtrack. You don't have time to eat during restaurant week, but you eat at every
place.
Well,
I do after I'm done. After I'm done, I go eat.
Oh, this violin is so big. I'm about to just
start
playing
it
like this.
Said I have time to eat in restaurant week. I said I didn't have time for the club to do it because of the hours that were...
Okay.
You got confused.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No, dude.
I'm going to eat at all of them. I'm going to participate and eat all of them, bro. I'm saying that I can't do it off the hook because of the comedy shows that's when the people would have to come in during the restaurant week and the show would be going on. So it kind of didn't make sense.
Who comedians do you have during restaurant week?
Well, right now, Josh Wolf from Chelsea Lately, which is huge. And then I had Neary Signs on Wednesday, which
Dude,
is...
Dude, why don't we partner up and you take them to restaurant week restaurants?
Oh, we could do that for sure. Like,
that's so easy.
I would love that.
These are how business deals are made.
Yeah.
Just, you know, so live what's on, could be in a car.
And it goes all next week, right?
Yeah, it goes till the 12th. Restaurant week's till the 12th.
Okay, so all next week. So then I have Carl Remy and Ellen. I have so many comedians, dude. It's so busy, but that's great. We'd do something.
Yeah, I mean, we'll hook it up. We'll get you to sit down with a chef. Some of them are funny. Some of them are definitely not funny.
Yeah, I've been there, too. That's why they're in the back of the house.
Yeah, that is why they are in the back of the house. It's very, if you find a chef that is good at the front of house and not good in the back of house,
right,
I'd be concerned.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, why are you so personable?
Yeah.
You should be...
How many cocktails have you had
today? Yeah, your head should be in the kitchen. We were at, Catch the Pelican. Oh, I do have to plug the Catch the Pelican.
That one, I don't know. What's that one?
Okay, Catch the Pelican's in Naples Grand.
It's in Naples Grand?
Yeah, it's in Naples Grand. It's
where?
By the pool.
Oh, I've been there. I didn't know that was the name. I go there on Saturdays and Sundays all the time. I hang out at that place.
And you don't know the name?
I didn't know it was the name. I just go to the Naples Grand pool.
Well, anyways, okay. Oh, that's true. I go to the pool too. Naples Grand, they believe so much in the scholarship that they're donating $7 from every meal.
Wow, that's huge.
$7.
Oh my gosh. $7. Go eat there. Get a margarita too. They're delicious.
Do you know Tim Yoa?
No.
Yeah, have you ever heard of Artisan Eatery? I know you go before Meyer sometimes.
Yes.
Artisan Eatery, like fantastic. Yes. It was like one of the best new restaurants this year.
Yeah, very good.
He's doing $2.
That's great. And yeah, I love when they throw in a little extra.
See, we're trying to get a little, you know, I want to see some boxing gloves out and see these guys start.
Who can bring it?
Yeah, who can really bring it, you know?
Yeah, I like that.
Because everyone's fighting for a good cause. How do you ever, you don't hear that a lot. Not in restaurants.
Not at all. Not at all. But I like the whole idea, for sure.
I want to know how we can get your vodka and your rum in all our restaurants for Restaurant Week.
How can we make that happen? I just give you a deal that you can't refuse. And then every time someone buys it, I give you more money back.
I hope guys watching like, I don't know. Are you a New York guy?
I'm from Boston originally.
Oh, let's pull over, dude.
Yeah,
just
let me get out right now. Wait, you from New York?
Yeah, dude.
Ugh.
Dude.
You're lucky I've driven 12 miles with you so far.
Oh my God. I was like, I kind of like him a little bit. And then now I'm like, I'm just going to suck it up for the sake of the car ride.
Just make it look good for the captain's log, buddy. Thank you. You're the best.
Jesus.
That's funny. So driving, we're right on 41 right now in Naples. What? I know there's restaurants right around here. They must all be in it probably. Who's in it right around here?
Okay, so as we get closer to downtown, we're passing Harbor Drive.
Yeah.
Venetian Village, we just
passed. Okay, yeah.
So there's a ton of great restaurants there. So we have M Waterfront Grill.
Love
that's
it.
That's brand new for us. Guy said, go Red Sox. I say, go home.
Yeah.
So M Waterfront Grill.
They're the world champs, by the way. The Red Sox, you mean the World Series champions? Not 2018.
Yeah,
sorry.
Not 2018, so that doesn't even matter. Okay, M Waterfront Grill, brand new restaurant, Peter Serino's restaurant.
Yeah.
I'm super excited to have them on. We actually will be doing our sponsor dinner there. T. Michael Steakhouse they're known because they were the first restaurant to do Restaurant Week with us.
Oh, wow.
So
awesome.
They're veterans, and they give you, I mean, their portions are amazing. They really bring it. You have Bayside, which is the sister restaurant to Ridgeway.
Wait, you said what?
Venetian Village.
Yeah, what was it? Waterfront, would you say?
So, M Waterfront Grill.
Yeah, so on Sunday, their brunch.
Oh, I heard it's
dope. Dude,
it's dope. I heard it's dope.
So good.
I heard it's
so good.
A friend of mine, Michael Sandsmark, he told me that
their Sunday brunch is
lovely.
Their
Sunday brunch is everything.
So
great.
Where it's at. So great.
What does it have, though?
You know what? The last time I was there, I had like an egg frittata. I had some kind of wild French toast, something or other.
Oh.
By the way, when I eat breakfast, this is my deal. So I get breakfast, and then I get breakfast dessert. Do you do that?
You get breakfast, and you get a breakfast dessert.
Yeah, so I always order two breakfasts. I know the server looks at me like, which one do you want? And I'm like, no, I want them both. So I thought that was normal. So my dad's always done it too.
Yeah, and your skinny dad, dude, you Boston dude. You think so backwards.
So when I order, like, I'll get eggs, bacon, and or whatever, like my frittata or like I'll do something like eggs and totally not sweet, right?
Yeah.
And then I finish it with pancakes or waffles or French toast. Like after my, like both meals.
See, I'm not a big sweet guy.
No?
So I'm like, oh, is that chicken and waffles? Get it. Throw an egg on it.
Yeah, you like that.
Get some hollandaise sauce.
No, like, I gotta do the whole thing. I'll do the whole thing. And then I gotta
do... Oh, and corned beef. I love corned beef for breakfast.
Oh, I like corned beef too.
I like corned beef hash.
I love, you know who has the best corned beef hash in town?
Nana's.
Nana's is good.
Ah.
I like them.
Ah, see, at least you didn't disagree.
One of my faves is Skillet's. Have you had Skillet's?
I've had Skillet's.
It's the shredded, though. Is that why you don't like it?
Yeah.
You don't like it as much because it's shredded.
Yeah, I don't like it shredded. But Okay. Speaking of brunch, the Bevy has a banging brunch.
I was there the other day, dude. Phenomenal.
Their brunch is
banging. Oh, my God.
Banging.
Yes.
I'm a huge brunch guy, and their brunch is banging.
It was so good. 3 weeks ago, probably. It wasn't the other day. But 3 weeks ago, I went to the Bevy for brunch. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
And then I saw what I got. I think I got... some kind of steak sandwich. They have a steak sandwich, something or other. It was a special. It was a filet something.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Okay, it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
But then I saw a table of six get like six things that I was pissed that I didn't have. Do you ever do that? I do it every time.
Oh,
I
do it every. That's the only way to eat.
I'm like, why did I not get that dish? Dude, so and we, what I liked, I was eating. I love what I eat.
Even last night, you know, we were at Naples Grand, first night of restaurant week, and we're like, what do we order? I'm like, well, you order this, and then we're just gonna take a plate and we're just gonna share it all and just like family style, man. Food's meant to be enjoyed and shared. Like, there's no way you should.
I agree. But I'm always wondering, like, when I order, did I get the right thing? What'd you get? And then I have to like taste everybody's.
See, I don't like. guarantee you, someone that knows me is gonna go, oh, of course. I have like a commitment issue.
Yeah.
I don't want to commit to one
meal. Me neither. No, and I buy a couple.
Yeah, so always. That's what I don't like about entrees. I love tapas. I love appetizers.
I'm wacky though. I buy the entree and they look at me like I'm crazy. I always get like a couple.
No, that's not weird, dude.
Yeah.
Do you eat it all? That's the question.
Usually I get close, but dude, I don't eat all the plate. Like, I'll eat the protein. See, and then
I've never been blessed to have a high metabolism.
Like, yeah. So, but I go to the, like, I have to go to the gym a lot because I eat so damn much. I have to eat so much.
Oh, dude, I do see you biking and stuff.
Yeah, like, I ride the bike all the time.
And I'm like, how are you coordinating a live video while you're on your bike?
It's hard. I'm risking my life for these people on the Captain's Log. They have to love me for that. Yeah, come on, people.
I mean, not technically.
Jesus, people, give me a like or a share or something.
People,
I got the restaurant week here today. They're doing it.
If I do this, will this
help? He's giving away $25,000. And this year, we're shooting for 40. You guys better go out and
40,
eat.
40, man. 40.
In the Sizzle 40. Restaurant Week. It's from Naples. It's from Marco Island to Fort Myers.
It's what we like to say, from Marco to Cape and everything tasty in between. You better plug that,
yeah,
man.
Oh, my bad. Marco Island to Cape Coral and everything tasty in between.
That's what I like to hear, baby.
It's on the Captain's Log. You got to go out and eat, guys. Yeah. Every dollar, every time you buy an entree, we donate a dollar.
Every meal.
Every meal, right?
Every three-course dinner, every two-course lunch.
Yeah.
Anytime you order something that has Sizzle Restaurant Week on the menu,
yep,
$1 is going to a scholarship. We raised $20,000 last restaurant week, which was in May. We're trying to get another $20,000 because that is a full scholarship.
Yeah, get out and support them, guys. Please, show your love.
And SizzleRestaurantWeek.com.
It's for a good cause.
It's easy.
And you're going to eat. The pricing is good. That's the thing, right? Everyone gives a deal on a three-course meal. So you're not only getting to give back, because every time you go and eat, every time you eat three courses, a dollar goes to the fund.
Every single time.
You get a kick butt discount on a three-course meal.
Yeah, so like, okay, I'll use Blue Provence as an example.
Yes.
French restaurant, high-end, white tablecloth.
Yes.
Right? If you go to Blue Provence, I mean,
it's pricey. You
know, it's
but
pricey.
But during restaurant week, they have a good deal.
I mean, like, water and bread, you're at like $23.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So,
but it's worth it.
It's
the
worth
food's
it.
Delicious.
Dude, when are you going to go to Blue Provence? You're going to take your significant other.
Right.
I like to tell realtors this. Like, look, you want to look like a baller realtor?
Yep.
There's no better time to take your client out than restaurant week.
Of course.
Because you get to ball out $36.
Exactly.
And then, you know, you're eating three courses. You get some wine. You're balling out. You you can absolutely look at every single menu, look at their options, look at their regular menu, and you're saving 10 to 15 bucks easily every single time. And that goes for, you know, the Continentals and the French and the Storia Tulia, Timeless, Le Colmar. Those are the ones we're passing right over here.
That's great. Oh, hey, we're on the captain's crash. Almost the captain's crash, not the log. The log almost went off track.
Oh, my God. I'd like to make it to
the
end of restaurant
week. We got to try to turn around
and get you back. You probably got to go eat another restaurant or something.
Shut up.
Do you?
But you're absolutely right.
You do, right?
You're absolutely right.
It's restaurant. Let me go. How can you not?
And the best thing, I mean, dude, seriously, we're asking people to do what you're going to do already. You're already
going
to dine
out.
You're
going out. Exactly.
You're already going to go out. You're
and they can find the restaurant list at your website.
Yep. Go to sizzlerestaurantweek.com. You're getting a list of all the restaurants, all the menus, photos of the food, scholarship information, links to all the cool stuff. I mean, everything's there for your easy convenience.
And they can eat, and it's always $36 or it's less?
So it's the restaurant menus actually start at $26 and $36 because some restaurants start at $26 and some start at $36. A lot of the Cape Coral restaurants, Fort Myers, some of them will start at $26. And the reason that we even came up with that is because, you know, Gulf Shore Life, Naples Illustrated, whenever they come up with their best restaurants of the year, they're not always a white tablecloth high-end restaurant.
Sure.
So, but, you know, like Artisan Eatery or Dos Sabores, great food, you know, great cuisine, something you don't have. Menu starts a little, you know, at the $26 mark.
Yeah.
It's perfect, but either or, the restaurants are making profit. You're eating full. You're supporting a scholarship.
That's
you're doing it all for a good cause. And we were just talking about, you know, even like the server aspect of it. But these restaurants are normally not busy during that time of the year.
Right.
So they
it
are
is a downtime. Correct.
They're very thankful to even be part of the event because it's what really helps them. And we got I see Ben Voss on there.
Hey, what's up, Ben?
Gather's fantastic.
Very good.
In Cape Coral.
Love it.
And their craft cocktails, I mean, dude, they got this guy in there with like this fantastic
mustache.
He's
got the stash?
He's got
I love that.
He's got this killer, I call it a craft stash.
Tell me he wears suspenders. And
oh, he does.
I love that guy.
He wears suspenders. He wears suspenders. He makes killer drinks. And we did a Facebook Live video with Ben. And dude, their food for restaurant week, what we love to see is that in the first few restaurant weeks, you know, you have to, it's a new event. You have to get people kind of used to it. But now restaurants are bringing it.
They're competing.
They're competing because when you start looking at the menus and you go, this guy's doing this and that guy's doing that.
Yep.
And if you, once you make the level field, the price the same, so it's 36 and 26, you don't care what logo is on that restaurant. You were looking specifically
at
food.
What the items are.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
So if you have a really weak menu, you're not going to do well.
Yeah, you gotta take it up a notch.
So it's awesome. I mean, Randy E has a great menu that we just saw recently. Derona has an awesome menu. Of course, Gather over there. I mean, these guys are putting together these fantastic items. Some of them, what we love to see, probably the coolest thing that has evolved with Restaurant Week is that now restaurants they're putting new dishes on, and if the feedback is good, they're gonna go on their regular menu.
I love it.
They keep it. Like, how cool is that? You can say like, oh, I was there at the ground stage when they were testing it out.
Very cool.
Yeah,
and then that's your item. That's like your signature.
Yeah, that's your signature item. And then you can say, oh, you know, you always have that backstory that it was restaurant week. We found out it was really good.
How did you come up with the idea in the first place?
Man, you know what it is? Okay. All right. Back in 2014, I was still a bartender. I was also doing a little bit of real estate.
Yeah.
And I was traveling. I was a corporate trainer. And when I came back to Southwest Florida, well, when I was a corporate trainer, corporate restaurant trainer, and I did work in Michigan, New York, Ohio, all these big cities, and I was actually working while Restaurant Week was going on.
Okay.
And I was like, dude, this is crazy. I was in Cincinnati, Ohio for Restaurant Week, and I thought it was Times Square in downtown.
Right, yeah.
I was like, this is absolutely nuts. I'm like, what's going on?
Why is no one doing it here?
So then I came back, and I was so excited. I was like, man, dude, Restaurant Week is gonna, cannot wait for it. Southwest Florida didn't have one, and that's really how it happened. And then, you know, I just turned 30. Back, you know, that was 26 at the time. I was seeing that, like, you know, we're very behind course. Southwest Florida is very behind.
We still have, we still read the newspaper.
We still read the newspaper. Yeah. Digital, you know.
It's the last, they say the last press that Scripps Howard's ever going to make is the one they just built in Naples, Florida.
Because
there's no need for any more.
There's no need.
Yeah.
There's no, even now, I mean,
people still read the newspaper here. So we're a little behind, but I would take the little behind to live in Naples any day, bro.
Yo, yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah.
I fell asleep. There's no place in the world you can fall asleep on the beach, wake up, and no one touch you. There's right? no one for like miles away.
Exactly.
You can go out to your, you can throw your yeah. trash out at 3 in the morning. You're not worried. You're right? going to get mugged.
I agree.
Dude, Naples is, it's the best place I've lived easily. My dad lives here now. My dad's like,
he loves it.
Yeah, he's like, no, I'm not doing it. But that's really how Restaurant Week started. There was a void. And, you know, with void comes opportunity, and the opportunity was there. And we just saw that since we were so behind, the restaurant scene hasn't evolved, but chefs were starting to evolve.
I see.
And chefs were becoming celebrities, and, you know, David Chang got a sneaker deal. And
Guy didn't come with me, so I'm giving you a bottle of vodka just because Guy and Aaron are watching, and because Guy has canceled on me a few times, you know, I got to give your boy a bottle of vodka for hanging out with me.
I drink bourbon.
You can't open it and drink it now. We're driving.
I'm not driving.
Yeah, but you can't have an open bottle, right?
I don't know how those
rules work. No open bottles. That's the same open bottle rule for you, as in you can't do it either. Just because.
Did I subliminally admit?
Yeah, yeah. There is actually, that's actually a law for everybody. It doesn't just.
Wasn't gonna drink. I did want to smell it. This is the first time I've actually had this in my
house. Oh, awesome!
Yeah.
So yeah, I just pulled it out, and this one's signed. Last
night I want mine custom signed.
I have to sign it. Yeah, sure. I have to write it to you for Restaurant Week. Congratulations, blah, 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 blah.
Well, I have a question for you. Where are you at now?
Where is it at right now? Yeah. So Derona, they're working on it right now to bring it in, but they haven't yet.
Oh, and they're part of Restaurant Week.
They're on your Restaurant Week.
Yeah,
boom. So it's in almost 40 locations. Let me start thinking. So the wine cellar, it's at O'Malley, Johnny Malloy's, it's at Dylan's Draft House, it's at Sales Downtown, obviously off the hook.
Dylan's Draft House, Sales Downtown.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
Okay, so when we talk vodka, are you more compared to like Grey Goose or Crystal Palace?
No, it's high. This is a $50 bottle of vodka.
Dude, I've never had
it. Yeah. So no, it's distilled 48 times. It's smooth, like, you know, it's very similar. We use oxygen to filter through the process. So
which vodka?
It's like Tito's, very similar.
Like Tito's. Okay,
it's handcrafted, small batch kind of thing, same way.
I love it.
Yeah,
love
but it's gluten free, sugar free, and all organic.
Dang.
So different. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. And you got the rum,
it's,
too,
it's
right?
made here. Yeah. The rum is gluten-free, and it's barrel-aged 2 months in bourbon barrels, so that's my thing. So I'll sign the bottle. I'll give we'll make it out to Restaurant Week.
Man.
Enjoy
we'll
it.
Do it. We'll drink it. I mean, we'll do it. We'll drink
we
it.
We can't. Not when we're driving.
Now we're driving.
But anyway, so guys, this is the Captain's Log, and I hope you guys get out and support Sizzle Restaurant Week, Southwest Florida, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, Sizzle Southwest Florida Restaurant Week.
Yeah.
55 of the best restaurants all over Southwest Florida. 3-course menus, $26 and $36. Doing it all for a good cause, because when you dine, $1 from every meal sold goes to our Sizzle Southwest Florida FGCU Food and Beverage Scholarship. So eat with purpose, dine with purpose. That's a hashtag we use.
Oh, I like that.
SizzleRestaurantWeek.com. Everything.
Give me the hashtag again.
Dine with purpose. Hashtag dine with purpose.
Yep.
Because when you are eating, you are doing it with purpose. You are dining with purpose. The scholarship, local high school kids, FGCU's Resort and Hospitality Management Program, filling the void here in the employment scenario that we got here in Southwest Florida. We have a ton of restaurants, not enough people working in them. So this is our way of giving back and doing better in the restaurant scene.
Thanks for joining me, buddy. I appreciate it. Go kick some butt all week. Don't forget, dine. Well, guys, I appreciate you tuning into the Captain's Log. Rafael Feliciano, he is the founder, co-founder, right?
Of
the Southwest Florida Sizzle Restaurant Week. He was my guest today. We had a great time. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it, buddy. That's a wrap. Tune in to next week. Don't forget, like, share, say hello. The podcast at Captain Brian. You could always see us, hear us, and like us. We love you. It's a sizzle. It's the restaurant week. We're here.